as we said yesterday, if one follows those five principles said about the austerities of the mind becomes free from disturbance. Mind becomes free from external disturbance. Then one may be able to concentrate well. But that ability to concentrate alone is not the sufficient condition. It is only a necessary condition. The sufficient condition is that one's mati should be imbued with devotion. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam api kuto bilabhyate tatra laulyam api ekala mulyam janma koti sukrader na labhyate. This verse says, if a person's intelligence is imbued with devotion to Krishna, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam api kuto bilabhyate, means if you meet such a person, one should pay any price to purchase such a kind of bhakti bhavana from that person. And then he is saying, the greed for attaining Krishna prema is actually the price for attaining Krishna prema. Other than that, he says, even if you do koti koti janma punya, material punya, they are of no use, he is telling. So therefore, this becomes very clear in the Bhakti Shastras that it is not sufficient to detach the mind from sense gratification as the jnanis do. The jnanis detach the mind from sense gratification so that they can keep the mind peaceful. But even if the mind is peaceful, steady and able to focus and realize Aham Brahmasmi, I am different from the body, I am spirit soul, then one can be peaceful without the onslaught of material miseries because of having freed oneself from false ego. But the true ego is to recognize our servitorship to the Supreme Lord, which is only understandable in Vaishnava Siddhanta of Jivara Sarupahoi Krishna Nitya Das. Therefore you find in all the prayers, like Arjuna is praying, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhum Ahustvam Rishayas Sarve Deva Rishir Naradas Tatha Asito Devalo Vyaso Svayam Chaiva Bravishime. So he is telling Krishna that you are the Supreme Lord, you are the supremely pure, Pavitram, Param Dhamma Par. So similarly Kunti Maharani is praying to Krishna that, Krishna, you are so pure, wherever you put your lotus feet, that place flourishes with prosperity. Wherever you put your glands, and the whole nature flourishes with flowers and fruits and minerals in the mountains and everything. And she is saying that without you, the Pandavas and Yadus are like lifeless bodies. You are practically like their pran, like that she is telling. So this goes to show her devotion. Therefore, Kunti Maharani is subsequently praying, Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madupate sakrit ratim udvahatat adha gange vaugham udanvati. As the Ganga gushes and flows towards the ocean, may my mind flow towards your lotus feet without any material impediments. Like that she is praying. Therefore, such devotion like this is extremely precious and rare. Besides calming the mind, detaching the mind from sense gratification and following those five principles, a devotee also should pray to Krishna to bestow such a devotional attitude, disposition to us, by which we can understand Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my mother and father, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my wealth, Krishna is my wisdom, Krishna is be all and end all for me, and Krishna is everything for me. Krishna is my very life. So this realization is the most rare realization, which Nimai Pandit achieved when he took shelter of Ishwarapuri and returned back to Navadvip, and he was searching for Krishna everywhere. So if one has even an iota of this consciousness of devotion, then one can very easily absorb one's consciousness in calling out the holy names and attain full benefit of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Harinam Prabhu ki.